SBS Radio.
We have this morning Council of International Students Australia National President BJ Sapkota. Good morning to you, BJ.
Good morning.
Yes, today we'll be talking about bullying, because among other issues that international students are facing, bullying can be a common negative experience for some. Mm. And not only bullying, because I know when someone experiences bullying, it also affects their mental well-being. So, firstly, how do we recognize bullying?
Bullying could be any act of discrimination or as a reciprocation of an act of discrimination. It's a really serious issue, which significantly, as you suggested before, impacts the mental health of international students.
The student bullying and mental well-being conference was held this week in Sydney.
Yep.
And you presented a case study on unique challenges and recent findings relating to international students and bullying and mental health issues. Can you tell about this?
Yes, definitely. So some of the few key things that we have identified as the reason to the major mental health issues international students go through include, number one is the administrative procedures around the reduction of study load in the universities. Let's say an international student is depressed, going through a mental health issue, and then wants to reduce a study load, their study load. The procedure is that student has to go to the student center, has to go through the university international department, has to go through the counseling services, and also get a letter of reference or a referral letter from the academic advisor, which is really, really frustrating. A depressed student would be more depressed because of these procedures. So we're highlighting this as one of the key challenges that international students who are already in a mental stress problem face.
Mm. And I know that international students should, and it's a requirement to have a full load of their studies, isn't it?
Mm. Yes. So again, that's a big challenge, as I said before. It's something like international students are allowed to reduce their study load in specific circumstances. And those circumstances include mental health and things like these, or, you know, anything disastrous in terms of health and stuff like these. The biggest challenge is they have to go to different departments in the universities. And that shows a really massive discrepancy in the administrative procedures, and the operational efficiency of the university in this regards is particularly low, which is a really big challenge. And it does not come up in statistics. While the university reviews its functions, at the end of the year, they do a survey, student satisfaction survey, and these students who are impacted because of this operational discrepancies are really limited.
Mm.
And that's why this evidence is more of an anecdotal evidence rather than a statistics. And this is what we at CISA have been referring to different stakeholders, that the few of the international student issues which cannot be presented in statistics, which cannot be presented in graphs, but they are really, really important.
Mm.
The other issue I'd like to continue on with your first question that I talked about was the value for money for international students and how this impacts the mental health of international students. Let's say an international student comes to Australia from a low socioeconomic country. They spend around $150,000 during their stay in Australia, or even $200,000 during their stay in Australia, including accommodation, transport and everything. And now they come to Australia with a migration perspective or an employability perspective. If these students were to return back to their countries, such as India, Nepal, even Philippines, it could take them ages to get a general job in their faculty and then to earn the money that they spent in Australia. It's a serious problem, and this happens to international students in the last hour, in the last semesters, when they start to realize that their subject or the migration outcome for international students is extremely low. This is really frustrating in a lot of ways.
Mm.
And what at CISA, we've been talking about this in a way such that this really impacts the sustainability of the sector. And to position Australia as a global leader in the space of international education, this is a big barrier. And this really, really impacts the mental health of international students in the last hours. There are also other issues in relation to racism, discrimination, and this is where bullying and other mental health issues come ahead. Australian public are not aware about what international students bring to the community. It has been out in the media that international students contribute around $32 billion to the economy, which is true. But at the same time, it's just one of 100 things that we bring to the Sri Lankan community. Other things that we bring include diversity. We also are major contributors in other sectors like tourism. With every international student graduating, they'd have someone from their family coming over in the graduation ceremony. You can imagine how much of an impact it has on the tourism industry. There are massive contributions in the hospitality sector and other sectors across the country. And this message and this importance of international students, what they bring to the community, has not been circulated well to the wider community. And when it comes to elections, international students are used as scapegoats. Quite frustrating. And also, one of the major things that Australian public aren't made aware of is, because of international students, there are so many businesses in the education sector or hospitality sector which are heavily reliant on international students.
It's like and a domino effect, isn't it?
Yes. And we are responsible for 100,000 jobs just in the education sector. So people perceive international students as taking jobs, but actually we are creating jobs while you're in Australia.
Mm.
So it's and this is the kind of message that at CISA we're planning to do a video on the holistic sector people talking about the international students' benefits. And this message needs to be circulated to the public, general public in the ground, so that they realize that international students are not a burden, but they are an asset. They are like our customers. And we, you know, like in regular business, we say customer comes first. It's the same case with international students. And, you know, I think this message and this circulation of message would definitely reduce the racism-related issues or bullying-related issues in Australia.
Yes.
In the future.
It's like if we impart what good international student industry is bringing in Australia, it's a good thing for the industry as well as for the community.
Exactly.
Yes. Going back to the issue of bullying and mental well-being, how should international students deal with bullying, racism, and eventually mental well-being?
There's a lot of support services available for counseling services in universities. There are counseling services outside the university setting as well. And if the students face like something that has legal precautions, they should contact the police. Otherwise, they could contact the university counseling services if they are studying in Bate and TAFE colleges. And if they do not have a specific counseling service, they could actually even approach Council of International Students Australia. And we would definitely direct them to the right place if they're going through any of these kind of issues.
Yes, you have mentioned about CISA's role in that area. But is there a specific program that CISA centers on mental well-being and bullying?
Yes. The 8 national executives of CISA are doing a joint project on the mental health issues, which will be made public in the next month. Since we're all the new executive team, so it's a new project plan, and 8 of the offices are working ahead to draft a project for the betterment of international students in Australia. And it will be more focused towards the mental health issues and research and workshops around that space. So, yeah, we'd love to see you in the loop.
Yes. And for those who are listening, especially international students, how can they get in contact with CISA?
So, yeah, they can definitely go to our Facebook page, social media, Twitter. We've got our website, cisa.edu.au. We have our LinkedIn, Twitter. So there are a lot of social media sources. One of the best way to reach CISA is probably go via Facebook, since a lot of international students use Facebook. Otherwise, you could email or even give me a call directly. My number is available in the website of CISA and also the public relations officer in CISA website.
Yes. Any last word before we part to international students who are experiencing bullying, racism, and dealing with mental well-being?
To all the international students who are actually going through a disastrous situation, either it be mental health, bullying, or anything as such, I'd like love to encourage them to come up, step up, and actually talk to their university resources or resources available in their institutions. If there is no resources available, please contact us. And, you know, it's very important to have your voice heard to get the issue addressed. So, yeah, just a message to all the international students out there.
Thank you very much, BJ Sapkota, National President of Council of International Students Australia.
Thank you very much.
sbs.com.au/Filipino. Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.